Vinyl Countdown, episode 126.
Special drunk.
Everybody's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
However, off mic, we were talking about Steve Jobs and what a fucking crazy man he was.
It's crazy.
But I think
John was saying he had a beautiful cock, though. So
I was
very suckable.
Yeah, that'll be that movie they make about him instead of a beautiful mind.
But
a beautiful cock.
A big reason why he died is because
that's. Go on.
And this goes, and sorry, we had a whole conversation off mic about Brad and I being skeptics and blah, blah, blah. But a big reason why he died is because when he was first diagnosed, he ended up doing a bunch of hippie shit instead of actually taking care of his illness.
That was the thing, with Steve Jobs, is when you just know the surface, you see there's this really great, iconic sort of picture of him when he was young about his apartment. And there's nothing in it. There's a lamp, he's sitting on the floor on a mat, and he's got a Mac. And it's, beautiful, simplistic, but...
Staged.
His house really had nothing in it.
Huh.
In this biography that I'm listening to the audiobook of, when he got booted from Apple, and his, five guys that were still loyal to him, of the five, one of them, went so far as to go to his apartment and kind of half break in because he wouldn't talk to anyone.
Right.
And there was nowhere for them to even sit. His apartment, his whole apartment was empty. He didn't have furniture. But he went through, it sounds kind of, I only had the surface notion of his weird Zen ideals that seem good. He's all right, I audited calligraphy classes, so now the Macs will have fonts that are not, that have different spacing and all this great stuff. But the crazy side of it, the crazy side of it was not made up in the slightest. And that is the ultimate proof, is that when he got cancer, he really, honestly, it's so hard to even put yourself in this mindset, 100% thought he could find a better solution than doctors could.
Yeah.
And then he died. And just imagine that, trying to deal with this man.
Yeah,
he's crazy. He was fucking crazy.
But that's sort of the tragedy of kind of brilliant people, is they're so dumb in other ways.
Yeah, well, for instance, okay, let me just the part I'm at. He just got kicked out of Apple, where he was doing stuff he was insisting that they paint their factory certain colors. I want this machine to be blue, and then the extra coat of paint fucked up the machine and they had to order another one for $60,000. Or he wanted the factory to be white and it just immediately became covered in shit. And even though that happened, he did the same thing at Next. Instantly.
Yeah.
He didn't learn from it at all. And the Next computers, he wanted to be matte black, which means you get your fingerprints all over them, but also 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot, perfect squares, even though it doesn't matter what's in it. He wants it to look like that. And he wants 90-degree angles. And if you're mass-producing stuff, 90-degree angles are death, because trying to get the piece off of the mold is way easier if it's 92 degrees or whatever. He didn't care. It has to be 90 degrees. Just multiply this by his whole life. He never stopped with this shit. It's crazy.
But to be fair, if you've ever owned a MacBook or something, they are so nice.
Yeah. They're so good.
They are.
Now
they are.
But that's Johnny Ive, right? That's.
I'm sure he had Steve Jobs breathing down his neck, make this 90-degree angle.
But the first Mac, like I said when we were off mic, had no fan because he didn't like the sound of a fan.
Mm-hmm.
So they continuously broke, and that hurt sales like crazy. But also had no arrow keys because he wanted to force people to learn how to use a mouse. And he's like, they're not going to use the mouse if there's arrow keys. But if you're just in a word processor and you have to click your mouse everywhere you want your cursor to be, it's just a bad idea.
But it was a good idea because it forced the world to learn
the
how to use a mouse.
The mouse.
Yeah.
That's not nice. That's his Nazi way, is forcing you to do shit you don't want to do.
You know, it's after he died, people were all saying, I can't remember how much money he had, but he's let's say it was 8 million, or not 8 billion or something, right?
Sure.
It's people were tweeting... I guess even $8 billion doesn't cure cancer.
It could have.
It could have, yeah. Like, yeah.
Magic Johnson's still alive.
Yeah. You got the point I was going to make. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the other thing. And I don't dislike Steve Jobs. I'm trying.
Magic Johnson's in good shape, actually.
He's but Steve Jobs is pretty dislikable.
Well, I'm trying my hardest to like him. I was working on an XO about him. I want to like him. I cannot believe how much this biography is making me not like him. Like, Wozniak. Wozniak is...
Oh, no,
he's likable.
Yeah. He's the most likable guy on the planet.
So, like...
There's a reason why...
He's my best friend. You know?
Why he went, I'm done now, you know? Like, he walked away.
It starts with stuff like with the Apple II. Woz wanted it to have, like, 8 ports so you could make shit and add it to it. Parallel ports. And Jobs was like, no, I want 2 ports because I don't want anyone fucking with my machine that I made. And Woz won that time. But not with the Mac. The Mac was to the point where without special tools, you can't open it.
Yeah.
That's how crazy Steve was. And then when Woz left the company and he was working on Universal Remote, and he had the same industrial design firm working on the design as Apple, you know, had under contract, Steve fucking pulled out all their, like, legal paperwork, anti-competition clauses, and shut down Woz's thing. So then, I know, and then this is how crazy Steve was. Then Steve gets kicked out of Apple and starts Next Computer and was like, hey, Woz, you want to join Next? And Woz was like,
no, I'm good.
You are such a bad person. Like, I cry because of the things you did to me. And you think I'm just going to join your company?
Steve is a classic narcissist who needs to have, you know, it's like, Woz was just an extension of Steve from Steve's point of view.
But isn't it weird? Because Steve seems so on the surface. I'm Mr. Zen. I went to India. I shaved my head. How did he become such a control freak? I don't understand.
I don't think he became a control freak. He was always a control freak.
And he went to this would be quote unquote Buddhist because his image.
I can think of another Buddhist, you know, emo Craig. Which you guys don't know, but
oh, it's not.
You meant me. Emo, right?
Like that emo.
Oh yeah,
like
dead.
The first 30 seconds out of his mouth would be, "I'm a Buddhist," and it's like, why do you, I kept wanting to strangle him? Why do you keep telling people that you're the worst Buddhist I've ever met?
Well, you know what? Also made me what I thought of with Steve Jobs is this was, you know, years ago, me and Brad were talking about my cousin Dan, who pathologically would not take showers. And
I was talking about Hutch Boy the other day.
Yeah, and he just smelled like so
Hutch
bad.
Hutch Boy?
Worse than his bathroom over here?
So bad. Well, it's because you remember just our last episode, Joel, you were talking about the guy in your apartment complex in Calgary, the homeless guy that snuck in and was sleeping in your stairwell and just smelled horrible.
Yeah.
Well, my cousin Dan did a similar thing when he was homeless and jobless. He didn't want to ask my parents for help, even though we had tons of room, and they would have been like, well, I don't know, okay, like, wash some dishes, sweep up, like, you know, but he wouldn't do that. So instead, I would let him in at night, and he would sleep behind my dresser, so we called it the hutch. He was sleeping in the hutch, and then he moved on to sleeping under my bed, my spare bed. This is how much room we had.
I had one of these guys.
You had a second bed, and he wouldn't sleep on the bed.
Oh, the story,
right, because he didn't want to get caught.
Was this the bed that the rat died in?
Yes. But this was, I think, later. But since he couldn't quite fit under the bed, he propped up one side of the bed with books so he could easily fit under it. So my dad was just up there one morning and just kicked the books because he's like, this is weird. Why are the books holding up the bed? Kicked them. And then all of a sudden, Dan's like, ow! But that's why we called him Hutch Boy.
Oh, shit. Okay. I recall that story differently. And I think my version is better. But I'm sad that it's not true, though. Because my takeaway of that story was that your father actually knew Dan was under the bed and kicked him.
No.
Ah, damn it!
But
that ruins my Hutch Boy story.
But Dan was so pathological about not taking showers, like I would have to kind of bribe him to, like, here's a stack of clean clothes and, like, I'll go buy you chicken wings. Like, let's just take a shower. And Brad's theory that I thought was probably true was whether Dan knew it or not, it was like psychological, an attack on people, you know? Like, he's doing that to have power over you.
Yeah. See, and this is where, like, I remember Keith, Dan, and I, we started going across the river. I had an Xbox at the time.
Right.
And, you know, started going across the river, and I said, I was walking, I was 3 feet away from Dan, and I could smell him, and it was awful. I said, Dan, you smell,
And Brad's the only one that would say it.
Yeah,
because that is the truth.
I said, Dan,
shit, man. Like, I said, no, honestly.
I said, Dan, you smell. And you know what Dan's response was? He's like, oh, okay. And then he ran, you know, he went away.
Gets all upset.
But I got what I wanted out of that, which was to not need to smell him anymore.
Yeah, but I like
and especially to not to smell him in my one room abode.
But it, see, I had the exact same friend when I was growing up. His name is Mike. Hey, Mike. Because I think he listens to the show now.
Smelly
because,
Mike.
Yeah. No, we reconnected on Facebook recently. But he would sleep in my parents' crawl space. And he also, like, he was a smelly dude and refused to wear deodorant. And, like, I remember having an intervention with him saying, like, okay, man, like you smell. Like, sorry, why don't you wear deodorant? And he said, I don't know, when you're an old man, you get weird, like, stringy shit on your armpits.
You mean like, hair?
Yeah, that's...
Is that what he's
you know, I didn't know what he meant exactly. I'm like, yeah, but yeah, at the time he was, like, 16 or whatever. I'm like, and I'm like, but you're not an old man. But, like, no, I knew this dude. He was also, like really smart, really talented guy, but... If I had known the existence of Aspies at the time,
right.
I would say you have severe crippling Asperger's, my friend.
Well, that's what made me think of my old cousin Dan, is that in this biography, like, this is what's so bizarre about this biography, is that Steve Jobs was on board. He's like, he gave tons of interviews to this guy, and he's like, I just want someone to write my story because I know I got cancer and I know I'm going to die, but I'm not even going to read what you write. And it's a good thing he didn't, because it's so negative, but it's because, like, the early 80s, to a person, every single person that this guy interviewed about Steve Jobs at some point had to bring up how bad he smelled, because he only showered once a week. Because and people, it got to the point where people brought it up, like, you know, people are like, you need to stop this, but Steve is like on this this like apple diet where he would only eat apples, and he's like, as
like the
as
computer
just like fruit. He had
he would only eat the apple 2E.
His whole life he had like a series of weird sort of like cleanses. He almost never ate like a normal person, and that was his thing. He kept saying, he's like, no, I'm on my apple diet or my fruit diet, as long as I only eat fruit.
I feel like that's ultra narcissistic.
I
like
only need
to eat apples.
Well, that's what I wonder.
Fucking
is like
had apple computers.
But it's like a combination. It's like part of it, I think, was like what Brad was saying about Dan, is like he liked having that psychological
power.
Advantage
yeah.
over people.
Sure.
But also part of it was like his cancer thing, where he just distorted reality to the point where he really believed shit that wasn't true.
I mean, the thing about Dan's advantage, and this is something, is like, he was a person that, I always said, he means well, but he's incapable of doing good.
Yeah.
Right? And that's, it's not that he can't actually do good, it's that he won't. It's like, as soon as he realizes he's actually doing something for you that doesn't cost you more than what he's providing, he cuts it short, right?
Right.
Which is a sense, he'll help you out as long as helping you out,
sustains him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, gives you awe.
And the
awe of his power. And eventually all he was good at was Duke Nukem.
And Quake. So good at Quake.
Oh, yeah, he was ridiculously good at Quake. Yes, that's true.
The ultimate example is like when I babysat my niece, he was the dad. And yeah, it's like...
Not much of one.
Exactly. Like, I could tell that household was in disarray. And then I moved in for 8 months and everything was pretty good. And then as soon as I left... Disaster again.
Yeah.
But then when I saw him again, like a couple of years later, once the thankfully his daughter is basically being raised by grandparents at this point.
Yeah.
It's much better. But yeah, he got real drunk one day and was just like, I know I was bad at this, and I know, like, he felt bad about it, but yeah, he just could not, he just can't be responsible. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So is this
that's why the chicks go for him.
Maybe. But anyway,
or went for him. He's like kind of a sad mess.
Speaking
now,
of which, Joel's having another baby.
That's Joel's, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of sad mess.
Oh, and speaking of that.
Exactly.
And I just want to congratulate Sherwin, who was on the show, because he just had a baby.
Nice. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. So that happened today, in fact.
It's rare for a man to give birth.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, sure.
So, yeah. That's why when he was on our podcast, he was looking a little heavy. Now you know. So, congrats, man.
So, Joel, your life is ruined now. You have another child.
Yeah.
Double ruined.
Double, yeah.
Well, I don't have a child yet.
It's coming, though. I mean, unless it turns out to be a retard.
You're pre-double ruined.
Yeah. Yeah, so my life is ruined.
What if it does turn out to be a retard?
Oh, God.
What would you do then? Would you, like, throw it in the river?
Would you keep it?
Let's just not talk about it.
You would know, though, right? I mean, your wife's gotten an ultrasound.
Yeah,
no, it's not ultrasound. You have to do testing, like blood tests.
DNA testing. Yeah.
You should do that
we're
shit.
We're finding we have, and we just don't know the results yet.
What if it was a retard? Would you have an abortion right away?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Pro tip, do it.
Yeah.
Pro tip, get an abortion.
And
if you think you should get an abortion, get an abortion.
You know, having a healthy, smart kid is pretty awesome.
See, the thing is,
as far as you can tell,
Jet's definitely on the ball.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, Jet's like so on the ball that he would be like a great older brother to a retard.
No, there's no way. Even the smartest brother.
Well, you're an older brother to a retard.
Yeah,
how are you?
And
look how he turned out.
Yeah, like,
he's the future of men, but it's an awkward transition.
I give no fucks.
But I mean, that's the thing, is it's at this point in the game, it's gonna be so fucking hard. And you know, like, if we should find out, we're gonna have to delete this episode.
Oh, of course.
Delete this episode.
Well, yeah. Like, I always
you
hear
mean
people,
your baby.
I hear people talk about
what would you
like,
tell people? You had a miscarriage? Would you tell everyone you aborted your baby because he was retarded?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
I always hear people say that, like, like we heard we had a retarded baby and we were gonna abort it, but now that it's born, we're so happy and we're so glad we didn't. But
it's like that
episode of South Park with the gingers, and they go talk to the ginger parents, and the parents aren't ginger, and they're just like, we love them each and every one. I swear, they're our little angels.
They're a miracle.
There's no way you have a retard and you are happy about it.
This reminds me,
it's constant misery for the rest of your life. You have to take care of that kid for the rest of your life. Not until he's 18.
No.
Until you die.
Yeah.
We celebrate the disasters the hardest because we survived them.
This reminds me, has anyone ever seen The Retarded Policeman on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. No. For sure.
He's starting again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good old Corky.
I haven't seen this. Can you explain briefly?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's Corky. From
Life Goes On. It's actually him?
It is actually him.
No, it's not him. It's a different guy.
No, it is.
And his name is Perry the Ponce Man something. I know all about him. It's not Corky.
Are you sure?
There's more than one retard in the world. This is so offensive.
Obviously, but the point is there's more than one famous retard.
No, because there's a guy, Greg Benson, created this series with his friend Perry the Ponce Man. Perry the Ponce Man something. Anyway, it's kind of a heartwarming thing because this guy, Ponce Man, the retarded policeman, his brother, who's normal, really looks after him and takes care of him, and they have their own YouTube channel and they do stuff.
Thanks a lot, internet, for giving me wrong information.
But I guess they got in like a money dispute. They got in a money dispute with Greg Benson, the guy that did Retarded Policeman.
Cheers, thank you.
Is there anything I can grab for you guys off the table?
You got any empties?
Still using everything?
Oh, this one's empty, I guess.
Awesome.
Thanks very much.
Plywood fuckers.
Come on. Oh, I guess the audio podcast can't see her. We would all fuck the waitress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, they got in a money dispute, so they didn't do Retarded Policeman for years, but they've sorted it out and they're doing it again. But basically, it's a guy, he is honestly retarded, but it's really funny. He plays a policeman who pulls people over, and then he's just like, you know, like, hello, officer, and he's just like, hi. Yeah. And they're like, what's the problem? How are you? He's just a retard, but it's super funny.
I got stopped in the grocery store yesterday by a retard.
For?
I was looking for like some kielbasa or something in the meat aisle.
It's like, I got some sausage for you.
No, he was like, hi, how's it going? And I'm like, fine.
Have you seen my wiener?
Like, why are you talking to me, really? And he's like, and he was like, I don't have any money for lunch. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. And he's like, do you have $5? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, well, here's a present. And he gave me this piece of paper that had just like writing on it. Like, I guess it was like on a box somewhere in the grocery store. Like, describing what was in the box. He's like, here's a present for you. I'm like, that's all right. And I just walked away as fast as I could.
Actually, I do have an answer. If our child was retarded, I'd probably just put it on black
Craigless?
Metal. No, I'd put it on Black Metal Jeff's doorstep.
Yeah, he'll look after it.
Yeah, he'll look after
it. He loves retards.
Just get rid of it.
Carl Pilkington had a similar story. He was on a train to Manchester, and there's one empty seat. And he's like, oh, what luck, you know, when he sits down. And it's across from a retarded guy. He's like, oh no, now I'm on a 3-hour bus ride or whatever, and I can't get away from this guy.
Man.
And it was like one of those seats where there's a table.
Yeah.
So he kind of felt like he had to talk to the retarded guy. I'll put the clip at the end of this show.
Yeah, but, please do.
And the dude, like, it quickly, to the conversation quickly turns into, like, you look strong. And he's like, yes, what does that mean? You want to arm wrestle? And he's like, just to not, like,
the table there,
cause
like,
waves. Yeah, he ends up arm wrestling a retarded guy.
Did the retard strength prevail?
Yeah, obviously.
And he said, like, the whole time, it's like everyone standing around them is, like, watching without watching. And he's like, like, I really got to be careful how I act now because I can't just tell this guy to leave me alone.
That just seems awesome. So foreign to me. Yeah. You know, because, like, on the one hand, I want to put a pin on every so often that says it is okay to talk to me, just in some ways to find out who bothers, right?
You do have Asperger's, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and to be fair, if you were my children, I would abort you.
What?
So.
That's not a normal thing to do, Brad.
No, well, of course, that's why it's an adventure, you asshole. But, but the thing is, just to find out who does, right?
Yeah. All right.
But on the other hand, I would have no, you know, I have no compunction about telling people they smell horrible or tell, you know.
And that's fine. I respect
that. Asperger's, actually, now that you've described
it. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Anyway, it's not so much.
I would abort you, is all I'm saying.
It's not so much as Asperger's as I'm an alien and you should abort me.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Asperger's.
A for Asperger, the letter A. Asperger's and abortion.
I love Asperger's. I love Asperger's with some butter. It's very tasty.
But Josh Perry is his name. Perry was the last name. Josh the Ponce Man Perry, not Corky.
See, the internet told me it was Corky, and I just didn't research further because
this is because some ignorant other retard was like, "Hey, Corky."
But it's a weird thing because people like there's always comments on these retarded policeman videos like, "How can you, you know, exploit this guy or whatever?" And no matter how many times they like explain, like, "He's our friend. We hang out with him. He likes to act. You know, it's funny." Like, no one. People are just so PC. Fuck them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, honestly, I mean, it gives him something to do. What's he gonna fucking cure cancer? Fuck him.
Yeah.
You know, like, at least he's doing
better
something.
Be productive,
And his Twitter is fucking hilarious, I would like to say.
Awesome.
I mean, he tweets, like, once every 2 weeks, and it's something crazy retarded. Or sometimes, like...
Literally.
Or sometimes just, like, really gay. God. Just weirdly gay. Where he's like, I'm watching old, you know, Patrick Swayze movies, and he's so hot. It's really funny. It's so funny.
God. Wow. Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Because, like, there was, like, I really was a fan of this guy, so I followed a lot of his stuff. And there was kind of a semi-campaign of, like, trying to kind of get him laid, because he obviously had never had sex, because he's retarded, even though he's internet famous. And I think he did finally bang a half-retarded girl.
Yeah.
But he might be gay, because his Twitters are so
It's funny. Jeff has some really great stories about, like, two gay Down syndrome people having sex for the first time, how they had to supervise and help them. And
oh my, we need to get them back on the show.
That's ridiculous. Like, that's why
it's
I would
way
never,
better than catcher's mitt.
I would never do that job. Like, I would. That's
wow.
You can't
no.
help
Beyond
them
the Call
bang.
Of Duty. Right
that's
there,
crazy.
Because you know, like,
does Jeff know there's other jobs?
No, but the thing is,
that's like death metal Jeff or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is, like, as much as he's an asshole, he's also one of the most caring people on the planet, and it's like...
I just can't, like, I like human babies that are of normal intelligence, but animals and retards, I couldn't give a shit.
No, it's weird, because when I first moved here, I was jobless, and every other friend of his, he got a job doing, you know, working with handicapped, and, you know, like, and I'm unemployed, and he was just like... I'm sorry, I'd offer you a job, but you can't do it.
Yeah.
And he's right. I fucking can't do it. You know, like, you have to be a little bit... I think why I can't work with the retarded is because I probably care, you know? Whereas you need this certain level of detachment that I don't think I'm capable of.
No, I don't know. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I hate them.
Here's a question. Did you have like younger siblings?
Yes.
Okay.
Both my siblings are
younger. How much younger?
They're 3 years apart.
Okay.
So from you?
From me.
So three.
So my sister is 32 and my brother is 29.
Okay. So that's not far enough apart.
Right, I guess.
My sister was 5 years younger than me. Still is.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is that you've had like if you were like 10 and you're this is my theory, which is totally bullshit coming right out of my head here. It's like if you were like 10 and your parents had a kid, right?
Mm.
Then dealing with that would be almost like dealing, you know, with.
But you run the risk of tormenting that child.
Again,
because you are the only child, and then
oh shit,
you're being
you
usurped.
Know.
No, yeah. No, my brother's a year younger than me.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But I would imagine if you were the older child, and then you had a brother and sister all of a sudden, and as you were 10 years old, you would feel like they're usurping your dominance over this land.
I would have.
Yeah.
And you would torment them until they became fat fucks, eating to cover the pain.
On the other hand, I would also think that at 10 years apart, you would find them unimportant.
Yeah.
You know, you would just be like, whatever. It's that thing that screams.
Yeah.
And because at 10, I mean, you know, yeah, I had siblings, but at 10, I was kind of becoming my own.
I can see that my theory
person.
Has been disproven.
In a way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you too, as well, right?
Yeah. I'm stealing a.
I looked up that show you mentioned, Cocktails. It is the Vinyl Countdown on TV.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on the Comedy Network. It's just four dudes sitting around at a bar telling stories. One of their stories was really funny.
Oh,
I'm fucking mad though.
So literally, it's the Vinyl Countdown. We don't like. We don't deserve to be on TV.
Yeah, that's fair.
Neither do they. I don't think they would let us be on TV.
Exactly. Yeah. How do they let these assholes be on TV?
They're probably not talking about. N-words.
But one of the stories that was awesome was this, like, they had, like, their one, like, just loser friend who never looks up or is anything. And they were at some, like, electronics convention at the hotel. And this chick came over and just dropped to her knees and started blowing him. And then he was telling them the story, and they're like, this is incredibly unlikely. Like, what are you... But he was so, this really happened. And then later, one of their other friends rolled in and was like, this fucking tranny has been rolling around the hotel trying to blow everyone. That was a pretty good story.
That's funny.
Wow.
So, Picard, how was your Christmas away from home?
Yeah, 3 weeks,
or
man.
Back home.
Uninteresting entirely.
3 weeks away from Toronto.
See, earlier you said, I thought you said you had stories.
I thought maybe you were hanging out with two exes at once, I seem to recall.
I was, but nothing happened, because one of them was Sarah, my roommate.
Oh, of course. She, what is she, what did she come with you? Is she from there?
I went to high school with her.
Oh. Okay, I guess that's not so crazy.
Amen to nothing happening over Christmas, am I right?
Yeah, nothing happened over Christmas. But speaking of my emerging style sense,
okay,
I also happened to get my pubic area waxed yesterday.
How'd that feel?
Terrible, actually.
I bet.
The part that hurts the most is around the base of your cock. Oh, it still hurts, yeah. It's around the base of your cock. Everything else is fine.
Right.
Like,
just
your balls don't hurt
the
pretty
cock
much
joins
at all.
The pelvic region.
Yeah. But, like... Yeah, so
the balls don't hurt, eh?
No, the balls don't have much hair. It's just long.
That's true.
And it's there's not like there's balls. There's not like there's nerves in your scrotum. It's the nerves are all in your balls, right?
There are nerves in your scrotum.
Yeah, but not like the ones that make you feel
like
you're gonna puke.
Yeah.
Like, you can fuck with your scrotum and not, like, be in pain.
Your high heels can step on them.
That's true, but I figure if you're doing that, you're not doing it right.
I guess. So, anyways, I walk into this, like, I found her on a FetLife, a website called FetLife. She was like, oh, I'll do manzillions for, like, $40. And I'm like, all right, let's do this.
Isn't there a place you can go that's an actual, well, maybe not in Port Francis, right?
No. This was in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is yesterday.
I got back.
It's probably more fun to get a Brazilian from someone on FetLife.
I guess.
Because it's their thing.
Yeah, so I walk into her place, and, first thing I see is a original Soundwave action figure.
Very nice.
From 1984 or whatever, when the first one came out. It's without the tapes, though.
No tapes.
But, okay. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck, this chick's already cool. Like, she has a Hot Rod action figure, like, in
awesome.
The corner, and there's the Soundwave. And then she has, like, the little cars that you can get, like, to put on your desk at work and stuff. And it's like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Do you believe, though, that any girl is actually into Transformers, or this is just a way to ingratiate themselves
to us, the rulers
of the world?
Listen, while she was waxing my asshole, we had a nice conversation about Star Trek and Transformers.
And she passed? Like,
I was like, oh, this episode from Star Trek? And she's like, oh, yeah, I love that one, too, where he did this and this and that.
Oh, the mirror universe where everyone has a mustache. Like, really?
No, like it was more detailed. She liked obscure Star Trek episodes. Like I would be like, that's kind of weird to like, but
but that's like
fair enough. Yeah, right. She was like, oh yeah, Voyager. Like I like this episode of Voyager. I was like, no one watched Voyager. You're kidding me.
Remember when they were trapped in the holodeck again and they were like Nazis everywhere?
Yeah.
No, you glossed over this, but waxing your asshole.
Yeah, well, it's a Brazilian. You wax everything.
For sure, but how much does that fucking hurt?
The asshole, not so much.
Really?
No, it's basically... The base of your cock is the worst. It feels like you are being murdered.
The front base or the bottom base?
Like the ring around your cock. Like the front part. Like the sides and the top. It feels like it's like... It hurts like nothing else. It's pretty terrible.
Because I'm already with shaving that.
But you get through it. Like it's like two. Like 1, 2, 3 strips, and you're done that area. Mm-hmm. And then you go on to the rest, and the rest feels like nothing.
Okay, so when it's happening, I imagine pain is at like a 10. Then let's fast forward.
I'm screaming.
How quickly does that dissipate?
Yeah, like, I'm like, fuck, oh fuck, like stop.
Wow.
How quickly does it go away though? Like where are you at right now? If that's a 10, where are you right now?
Like today?
Yeah.
Well, like it's just sore when like I press on it and stuff.
Okay.
How long ago?
You're at like a 1.
Like yesterday.
Oh shit.
At like 4:00 in the afternoon.
Now I'm just going out on a limb, but I think I might be the hairiest amongst us.
I don't doubt it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean,
not really.
No, Chris, pretty hairy. Yeah,
barely
sure.
Visible. That's not sure.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Fuck. You're.
I got nothing.
Someone walks into the room. We talk. Chest.
I'm definitely.
But like when you go to get
your different than groin.
Yeah.
Like,
when you go to get your groin waxed.
No, but I've got a hairy ass.
But you have to like. Either it costs more for her to trim it beforehand, but if you trim it beforehand before you go there, like the hair can't be super long, right?
Right.
Because otherwise it's going to hurt even more. So you have to trim it down to like about an inch or so before you like go see a person do that.
But it can't be too short, otherwise it
won't
pull.
Take. Yeah.
Right.
Like I have a lot of like little hairs that didn't get pulled because the second time you do it, all the hairs are growing at the same rate.
Right.
Yeah.
So then it will be completely smooth then. But my balls are the smoothest thing ever right now.
It's awesome. I've also heard the first time's the worst.
It
so
is.
When you get it done again.
Yeah,
it
she said
bad.
It'd be fine the next time. But yeah, like I went there the first like she did the first one, I was like, oh, that really hurts. But like as it progressed towards the base of my cock, I was like, this is getting worse and worse. And I almost considered like the that's enough. I'll just shave the rest so it doesn't look ridiculous.
Now, what is the end game here? Is this just a try or are you going to stick with this?
Just a try. I mean, I'll probably do it again. Now that I've done it the first time, it can't get worse.
Sure.
Right?
I guess. Well, I was just thinking, actually, just today I was thinking this because we've had our classic pube debates for years on this show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But,
fuck's sake.
I mean, I guess it's also that I'm not hooking up that often, but honestly, the biggest problem I find that I get with having pubes is, like, drying myself after a shower. I'm all dry except my dumb crotch. I'm like, how much time does it take? Like, it's amazing how much a little bit of hair, which I guess is why, like, cats don't get cold in the winter. Like, a little hair goes a long way.
Honestly, like, you invest in, a little clipper, and it's crazy because pubes actually take a long time to grow back.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, you trim it, like...
That's my fucking beard trimming, man.
Mine are very springy, so it doesn't take long for them to grow
back. Yeah, mine don't either. It takes, like, a week before it's, like... uncomfortable again.
I don't know, like for me, I don't know, I give it a good how's your father every like 2 weeks and it's fine, you know. And I'm not saying I'm letting it go crazy or anything, it's just
probably gone a month.
Yeah, like the last time I shaved it was when we did the ladies versus gentlemen.
Oh, just in case?
Yeah, just in case.
That's true, we did have Casey there.
See, yeah.
Opportunity is always potentially...
No, I think honestly, I don't really remember, but just knowing my own patterns, I probably trimmed the pubes a little that day too, just in case.
You never know. Actually, the first time I ever shaved my balls was because I had a date with this waitress that I thought was really hot. And long story... I'm not gonna say names. Long story, but I worked with this girl. I worked at this like hipster t-shirt shop when I was like around 22, and this girl was like 17 at the time. And I thought she was cute, but whatever. She was 17. I was just like, eh. and like we would hang out, you know, because we're in this little tiny kiosk. It was like one of those press-on t-shirt places. So we hung out 8 hours a day, like in this little kiosk, and got to know each other really well. And I thought she was really cool. But I didn't pay her any mind because she was 17, and, you know, I was like 22, 23 kind of thing.
Give it a year.
Well, I gave it a few years. When I got divorced, suddenly she was the waitress at this bar I frequented, and she was in her mid-20s by this point, and she was foxy as shit, and I ended up I ended up getting her number to go on a date.
All sex is rape, Andrea Dworkin.
Nice.
Just throwing that in here. I represent the crazy.
And this was the first time I was kind of like, you know, like I had heard of the shaving thing and I hadn't, you know, really tried because I was married. And
your first wife was like European, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, she was European. Like she didn't really shave. Anyway, so yeah, like we're going to go on this first date and I ended up, you know, just going way too far with the razor that night. And,
get the little red bumps and shit?
No, I didn't get the red bumps. But
the grow back is terrible. Is
crazy the first time.
And with waxing, apparently, it's like so much better because you just pull the hair out and it grows in finer.
Yeah, it's not a coarse hair that you've cut growing back. Yeah.
That's like one of my main motivations. Like, if you shave your balls and like any area around there and it's growing back, like everything is uncomfortable
you'll
afterwards.
Just be Desperate Dan, which probably you guys don't know that, but.
but the worst part is. While I'm in the tub, I get a text saying, I have to bail on the date tonight. I'm like, I just fucking shaved my balls.
I shaved my balls for this.
I shaved my legs for Rocky Horror. It was the worst idea I ever had because I just had no idea. Like, I had very smooth legs that evening, right? But it took, like, 8 weeks or something for the red bumps to go away.
Didn't you also?
You shaved wrong.
I was going to say, though. I shaved terribly, right? Like, it was very stupid. I didn't know how.
Don't shave against the grain.
Right.
Yeah, I did all sorts of stuff that, you know, I shaved very poorly.
But, Brad, didn't you actually play Brad?
I played Brad.
That's
Rocky
pretty awesome,
Morgan.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
No, I didn't have to. I just decided. I was like, okay, yeah, why not, right?
Well, I mean, I saw that show. I loved it. I think it was worth it.
It was good. Yeah, it was totally cool. And, like I say, the legs were... We're pretty... Yeah, I look good in that.
How many razors did you go through?
Only the one.
Oh, really? The first time I shaved my legs for, like, a fetish party, I went through 5 razor blades before I got done.
See, I started with clippers, right? And then the battery ran out.
All right.
And I used an actual razor. I was like, man, this is a bad idea. I don't know how to do this. Oh, it seems to be working okay. This feels pretty good. Bad idea.
Has, honest to goodness, and maybe it's just because I'm from Alberta, has anybody shaved with a hunting knife?
No.
Just me. Okay.
You are Albertan. Yeah. But when I lived in Alberta, my dad had that same hunting knife.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
It's like the government gives everyone.
He shot partridges and shit. He like, you know, open, you know, he knew what to do.
I was also drunk as fuck the first time.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Take a knife to your face.
Oh, yeah. But it's the only time it makes sense is when you're really, really loaded. So, yeah.
There's a lot of things that make sense when you're loaded.
So, well, we completed the gay segment of the show.
When I was back home, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently we didn't. Go on.
Oh,
No. This isn't the gay part. There was this chick that I had a crush on in the high or like grade school and the first year of high school, Kara Curran. Mm-hmm. You can look her up, guys.
How do you spell that?
I don't know. Don't look her up right now. But she had a kid recently.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at church. I had to go to church.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know, right?
Literally,
yeah. But she was there with her kid, and all I could think about was like, because she left to like take the kid elsewhere, I was like, if I just walked to the back of the church right now, could I see her breastfeeding?
Yeah. I remember one time when I was really young, I was like 8 years old, and one of my parents' friends with these hot tits was breastfeeding, and even at 8 years old, I was like sort of playing and pretending I wasn't paying attention, but I couldn't not look at this chick's tits. Like, just show us your tits.
Now let me ask, breastfeeding hot?
I think so.
It's not hot because she's feeding the kid like breast milk. It's like hot because I can
see
her tits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
might see a nip.
For me, the whole parasite thing really like you know turns me off.
Okay. I found breastfeeding hot from my wife just because
your wife has awesome tits.
And it was just sort of. I don't know. Well, I felt...
Maternal?
No, I felt the sense of power. Like, I did that. I did the, like...
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Totally that must be awesome.
Breastfeeding that kid.
I got that kid some tits.
Yeah.
You're breastfeeding my sperm right now.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just like, I made this happen, and you're nourishing the thing that I made happen.
So has your wife ever blown you while she's been breastfeeding?
Oh, that is great.
Oh, I did not
too far. No, for me, too
not far.
Far
enough.
No, for you guys, sure.
No,
but
there's a parasite involved.
Oh man, no. Let's see.
See, too weird. Into it.
No, it's an odd thing. Is like, I definitely was into Jen being a mom. Like, I found that really hot. Mm-hmm.
She was your MILF.
No. The mother of my child. I thought that was really...
Yeah, she's a mom you'd like to fuck.
I guess. But,
if only, right?
But not in that way. No, I found that whole thing very sexy.
That is where I just don't buy that notion of, like, cavemen were just the worst. They're running around and just being promiscuous and not staying with anyone. And it's like, yeah, they weren't. Like, we're so
We're so built that way.
Because, I mean, you got a little caveman strange on the side. But in general, I think most cavemen were pretty stuck with their family situation because we're just set up to be that way.
At least for the first little while.
Yeah.
Until they were able to fucking hunt a tiger themselves.
Unless the bitch wasn't putting out.
Well, then you hit, Fight Club. Fuckers setting up franchises every 5 years.
Exactly.
The more I think about it, man, like, David Fincher could die right now. I don't even care. Like, Fight Club was so good. He's never going to come close to that again. That movie had so much going on.
Movie.
Just crazy amounts of, like, amazing thoughts in that movie.
I was working construction when that movie came out, and all I wanted to do was fight motherfuckers that day. and those guys would have killed me.
I remember the first time I saw it with Crazy Dan, but me and him were the only two in the theater laughing. Just laughing the whole time like we were on a roller coaster, and everyone else was not understanding what they were looking at.
Yeah, it's like people would watch like I always say that, you know, when I go to a movie theater, I'm the person who gives people permission to laugh.
Yeah.
Right. I saw Collateral with Tom Cruise there, where
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. It's a good movie, right? Cut out the last 20 minutes. It's the best movie ever. But you know, and it's like there's that elevator scene where it's so awkward. I just laughed my ass off, right? And then everyone else in the theater realized this is funny. And then suddenly, like, people were enjoying the movie more. I don't feel like a boorish dolt, which maybe I am, but, you know.
But that one time, man, it paid off.
No, but you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I give people permission to laugh at the movies because they won't do it until I do for some reason.
That's because we have only white people. In Canada. It really is a different scene. That's not even like a remotely arguable point. Like, black audiences will not shut up.
Yeah.
They're just like, it's a whole different reason they go to movies.
So yeah, and being the only, I guess, former New Yorker here, it's a different scene going
stop
to see.
Stop excusing his racism. Okay, so.
You can't stop
Holy shit, dude. That just came from Picard's mouth?
Yeah, holy God. The spirit of Christmas visited you.
Listen, you have to own your racism.
No, Picard is always calling people racist.
That's a very good point, actually.
Yeah.
Goodness.
No, right. But I mean, like... Right. I don't know. Every time I've seen a movie in Canada, you know, like, it's, you know, who cares? People, blah, blah, blah. That was all deflection.
Yeah, now that the colored person's gone.
There was an Asian dude in the room while we were saying that. He left. And now we have no material.
Okay.
We were talking about our grandmas and condoms earlier, off mic.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'd fuck your grandma with a condom?
No.
If I had to, yes, I would use one.
That's a good plan. You don't want to get her knocked up. So, when I was a kid, actually...
Oh, my God.
I stole condoms from a drugstore, and I used to stay at my grandma's place during the summers.
Because,
God, you don't want to stay with your parents all fucking summer. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, God. The worst.
So, I was at my grandma's, and I...
And your grandma's a gilf, of course.
No. But, like, I stole the condoms, and I was, like, trying to put them on. I was reading instructions. I was, like, figuring condoms out.
Mad a bit.
How old were you?
I don't know. I think it was still grade school.
Okay.
Oh, well, I was older.
Yeah, it was definitely older.
Teach me, master.
And so I was, like, putting them on, and I was, like, trying to jerk off in condoms.
Right.
And
right.
So this time, I was sleeping at my grandma's house, and I was, like, I just put it, like, behind the bed, thinking she wouldn't find it. and she made the bed that day and she found it, and it was the most awkward day of my life, and she called my mom and told my mom about it.
What did she say to you?
She doesn't.
I guess
she doesn't say anything to you?
But I know it's missing. I go to the bed and I'm just like, oh, I forgot about this. I go to get it and put it away.
She's not even cool.
And she's already
about it.
Found it.
But do you think she thought you might have been somehow banging though?
No. She called my mother and like was like, oh, I found condoms in like your son's like area in my house.
Well, they should be proud that you're working out condoms.
Or
you know?
Could just say that's the worst chewing gum I ever tasted.
That's disgusting.
But yeah, she found it, and I was like, that was the last of me staying at her place.
And
I was like, it was just too awkward after that.
Imagine her on the phone. We should do this as a video. Like, Grandma fucking Picard, just like, I'm afraid he's gonna rape me. I'm a guilty now. I'll play the grandma. I got it down. I got the accent.
Yeah. Yeah, if your grandma was savvy, it's like, boy, kids these days are sure AIDS conscious.
Well, like, she's strict, like, Roman Catholic, first of all.
Condoms
are bad.
Like, Jesus.
And
like,
secondly, I shouldn't be even thinking about that until I'm married.
Of course, that's when
and I was like, what
Protestants
like,
do.
14
yeah.
at the time or something.
Oh, okay, well, that's not so bad.
You're
young.
I don't know, like,
grade school.
Grade 9, grade 8.
Yeah, that's not grade
school. That's not grade school, that's middle school.
That's, I don't, it's whatever. Like,
you're,
fucking,
you're, that's Degrassi you're, Junior.
I was in a Catholic school. It's all grade school.
Yeah.
Until high school.
I think for me,
it's all Catholic. It's all grade school until high school.
I was grade 8, grade 9
that's
when
how,
I first
how public school
discovered condoms too, and that's exactly what I did. Was I just jerked off into them?
Yeah, I stole them. I jerked off and I like stole them from the drugstore. Jerked off in them. Tried to like
feel
figure out
really
how
good as a jerk off aid when you're that age.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You know, like, because they're all lubed up, and you don't know what lube is, and, you know, like, you're like, oh, this is amazing.
It's not so good if you have foreskin, though.
Yeah, they don't work
out. They don't work out, right? Yeah, no.
And you don't need lube, either, so it's a lube.
Yeah, it's just like, this is kind of boring.
Well, I don't, I mean...
I didn't even come into this condom, either. Like, it was just like, oh, try this out, put it on, and, like...
Just whip it willy-nilly across the room.
Plaster it against the wall.
Fuck you, Grandma. I don't give a fuck.
So, yeah, she found the condom, like... behind the bed and called my mom and like I knew she found it and it was just awkward the entire day.
Oh, busybody.
And then we just never talked about it ever.
It's funny.
And then she died.
Well, she's
healthy.
She's still alive.
Alive. Goodness.
She's like eating something.
She's had that shame the whole time.
One more Bex.
I'll have a Bex also. Thank you.
Oh, one more Fruly.
Two Bex and a Fruly. Awesome.
The fuck?
Be up here.
Why not?
No, and
so have your parents ever found condoms?
I think my mom walked in on me jerking off one time. And she was pretty cool about it. She laughed. She couldn't help laughing at me.
Oh, really? Did she see, like, with your cock in your hand? Like, she's
I covered up, like, you know, with the speed of 1,000 cheetahs. But I mean, there's a porn mag there and stuff. Like, it's obvious of what she walked in on. But, yeah, she just basically laughed it off. But it was still very awkward.
Maybe she had some up here.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Cheers.
And I think she found.
Thank you,
Daddy. Oh, let's wait till these bartenders leave. It's too weird. But
I want to ask her if she ever got caught.
Mm.
The
lady.
Well, I've told the story on the show about getting my dad walking in. Luckily, I had covers over me, so that.
That's easy to recover from.
I'm sure my parents have walked in more than once. Like. How do you not know that your kid's doing that when they're all sweaty and they have the covers up and, like, I'm like, I can't get out of bed right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'll do it later. Just go away.
I think with me it was just, like, once I remember I used to, before I could actually, like, ejaculate.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's like...
Well, I would still jerk off and then I was, like, waiting for that day. Like, this is going to be amazing. I've seen all my dad's porn tapes. I know what's coming. It's going to be a good day someday. But then once it started happening, I was just kind of, like, willy-nilly with it. Like, I just kind of jizz in my bed and go to bed, you know, whatever. And I think it started getting, like, obvious that, you know, that... I don't, my mom never said anything about it, but it's, like, just, like... Somehow I got this vibe that it's like throw your sheets in the fucking laundry once in a while. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, because I also remember in those days. I mean,
well, you know how it is. You discover it, and it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah,
right?
You just do it all the time.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
And then you stop doing it, right? Like that often.
No.
Well, it's also like for me,
I've
like
gotten back up to once a day. I'm feeling pretty good.
Get to the spit take.
No, as preteens, we used to hang out at a local swimming pool,
And
oh, so, yeah, so you were all in trunks and you were jerking each other off in your, your swim trunks. Like, oh, let me blow you, Joel.
In the waiting pool, kneeling down.
No. But keep in mind, this was the days where nobody shaved, right? So the thrill was to see Bush through a bathing suit.
Oh.
The beautiful land of 1973.
Yeah. No, it wasn't 73. It was like 89.
Born in 73. 89.
Yeah, 88, 89. So 89, like,
so like, did they, were they like keeping that, still had the hair like out like the Statue of Liberty?
No, they had, yeah, they had the claw, the claw.
As we speak, I'm recontextualizing what was inside Tiffany's jeans.
Totally. Yeah, it was delicious. It was just a jungle of fucking...
I saw some porn with some women with like 90s hair and I was like, shit, man. Yeah, that was good stuff. Anyway, yeah
so like if you saw like a bathing suit that was just like white or cream or white. Like
girls
light,
who wear
light
white
pink.
Bathing suits are so dumb.
Oh man, but that was the gravy train, and that was like jerk off fantasy for that night, right? So like, so you go swimming all day and you know, like, you'd hang out, whatever,
and
then
a couple guys, and then you'd jerk off at home to.
No, you would jerk off. You
in the pool?
Totally. Actually,
when
yes.
I was when I was in yes. Portugal, one time oh, okay. when I was in Portugal,
I didn't know you were in Portugal, but go.
This can't end well.
Like I was, I don't know what grade I was in, but I was still like a teenager, and I like couldn't control my erections at that point still.
Yeah.
And like there was all these hot chicks my cousins were friends with, and I just had like had to stay in the pool. Up against the side of it, just like sitting there, like, oh yeah, I'm not coming out of the pool right now, because like if I come out of the pool,
it's boner city.
Yeah, it's like there's no way I can get out of this.
No,
and a couple of times I had to just like try and reposition it so like you couldn't see it because I had to get out of the pool.
But this is the thing, is I grew up in Northeast Calgary, which meant
no pools.
No, it actually
full of
meant
oil.
Lots fucking of trailer park girls, which meant that. There's the hot tub section of the Village Square Leisure Center. Calgary, what's up?
And the Village Square Leisure Center. Yeah, that sounds like a trailer park.
And if you, it had a wave pool. It was very fancy. But
is this the West Edmonton Mall?
No.
That's in Edmonton, not Calgary.
Exactly.
Well, West Edmonton goes so far. Like,
like we've been through this.
The West Edmonton Mall is big, but not that big.
But the thing is if you met a girl during going swimming, chances are you'd invite her back to the hot tub where she would basically grind on you in the hot tub.
Nice.
At like fucking 13, 14. I definitely jizzed in that fucking hot tub.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is you sat in the hot tub full of other men's jizz.
I context here.
Yeah, context. I didn't know. All I knew...
Oh, yeah, you didn't know. Other guys are jizzing in this hot tub.
He invented this.
I invented this
in this hot tub.
Yeah, thank you.
As if no guy ever jizzed in a hot tub before.
We all invented it.
All I know is some like I'm 13, some fucking 13-year-old like trailer park girl is all grinding her crotch on me.
That's what I find amazing is how everyone's individual, like whatever situation they had, it's never good enough. Because I didn't get laid till I was in my early 20s. But when Kevin Smith talks about his youth, because he's got all these podcasts, I know a lot about this guy. He's always lamenting what a fat kid he was and how he never got any play. But he got laid at 13 and then continuously got laid by Jersey Trash for his whole youth. But to him, it's like this shameful, like, oh, God, I had to bend over backwards because I was a fat kid and I was lucky if I even got a hand job. And I'm like, you need to fuck off because I didn't get fucked at all.
See, and I'm not, you know, I was fairly sexual at an early age. Mainly because of just the area I was in.
But I mean, me and Brad grew up in the Maritimes. Our houses were in terrible neighborhoods. The North Star, as I said, was two blocks from my house.
Oh yeah, I don't know what to tell you. My family
sold food to all the other families on their unemployment checks. I was not a popular guy.
Oh, because you ran the convenience store.
Yeah.
Honestly, the first time I
feel okay about not having gotten any play.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to fuck Devin Trash, but I still didn't. You know,
but the first time I felt malformed boobs was in grade 6. You know what I mean? Like,
it was, so you had like what we would actually call an almost normal childhood.
I guess so.
Right? Like, if the Wonder Years are to be believed. Which certainly they are, right?
I mean, in a lot of ways, I think
Winnie Cooper would go for that dorky fuck, right?
Yeah, no, I never banged anyone in my high school except for Sarah.
Yeah.
And that was after I was already banging other chicks from the other town next in the States.
How old,
town's over,
how old was your...
river across.
Yeah. How old was your first?
I think 18.
And how old were
that's
you?
Pretty 18. That's all right.
Okay. No, she was 2 or 3 years older than me.
Mm.
Okay.
But she was an American, so...
Ah, that's like
the conversion.
Ten and right.
No, I had.
I only banged her because she found me on ICQ, and I was like, "Oh, let's play this into something." And I was like, "Oh, show me your bush on webcam." And I was like, "Oh, I'll show you my dick on webcam."
Jesus, so really, you've Christ. Been an internet pervert from the
yeah.
start.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
This is the thing is, I'm like, the internet didn't exist in my time. So
she
like,
found me, and I ended up banging her.
This is one thing that seriously disgusted me is they had a marathon of Cash Cab on the other day, Toronto Cash Cab, where people get into a cab and then they get, you know, they don't know it's a game show.
Yeah, my friends were on that. But,
oh, nice. Yeah, and they ask you questions and you can win money on your cab ride.
Oh, okay, I heard of that.
So, yeah, they had a marathon on. Me and Keith watched like 2 or 3 of them. It's amazing how fast. That's why I'm amazed that, John, that you know the Transformers animated movie, because you're young enough that you couldn't miss that. Because these fuck faces, if they got someone who was in their 30s, it was just amazing. Like, they did great. They knew all this stuff. Great. Someone comes in who's in their mid-20s, they instantly became retards. One of the questions was, before the Nintendo Wii, what motion-based peripheral did Nintendo first try to market?
A Power Glove.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like, I don't know. I never saw the wizard. I wanted to kill
him. I wouldn't have got that. I would have, like... the Game Boy VR or whatever.
That's what they were all this nonsense that was wrong.
Like
the virtual boy.
Yeah.
Same era though.
It's not important.
I would guess the glove.
Yeah. How did they not? And then the other one was, what was Mario's original appearance where he was referred to as Jumpman?
Donkey Kong.
All four people didn't know. They pulled the cab up to someone on the street and asked them and they didn't know. And I wanted to destroy the television. I was so angry.
Don't destroy the television. Go to downtown Toronto. Start shooting people up.
Why would his name be Jumpman in Super Mario Brothers? That's what they eventually guessed.
But he does jump. But like, I don't know, I was born in 84, so I would consider myself in my late 20s now, 27.
Right, but that's still...
You're definitely in your late 20s at this point.
Yeah.
But it is unusual that you know the Transformers movie, because that came out in like 86.
But they would have run reruns when I was a kid, though, right?
But no one else
like He-Man, Transformers. I didn't watch G.I. Joe.
I think it's because you're from the hills. There's no other reason to know these things.
Yeah, it's because culture is delayed. Yeah,
they didn't get the Transformers movie until 93.
Well, also, right now, we're in a cultural holding pattern.
Yeah.
Nirvana's huge. There.
It's everything forever. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like Muppet movies forever, right?
Exactly.
Like, you know, getting the gang back together. We've met them a thousand times.
I remember the first Muppet movie with their Rainbow Connection.
Yeah.
I remember that.
No, for sure. But this is the interesting thing about the divide between, like, say, you and I, is the internet. It's like, for me, the internet...
I've seen more fucked up porn than you, yes.
Well, the internet happened for me in college.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was still in grade school.
Yeah, exactly. No,
yeah, I was still in grade school. I got the
grade
internet
eight,
in 1993, man.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Nice.
Yeah, I was in university too, right?
So yeah, like, but it was like first year, kind of first year university.
It was even worse.
But
it was,
we got
it was
a nice
a
Toshiba
shitty...
laptop and we had dial up in it.
Oh God, man!
Yeah,
I remember.
Like grade seven or grade eight. Yeah.
Man, we first got the internet when I was still in high school at home. I'd used it before, but it was always like the computer labs at UNB. We figured out how to use it.
You didn't even get to use the good ones,
right? But we only needed Telnet.
Yeah,
but at home when we got it, I remember me and my brother before he went crazy. Like, we were just sitting around looking up, you know, porn and stuff, and then we're like, whoa, it's like Japanese weird cartoon porn. And then we literally looked through every available webpage. Like, there were no more.
Yeah.
But we found out it's because we were on, we weren't on...
You're on AOL?
No,
it was like 20 GeoCities.
Yeah, it was one of those search engines, like Alta Vista or something.
Yeah, okay.
And so there was literally like 16 pages listed. And when we later found out about Yahoo and it opened up the actual internet, we were like, yes!
Oh, interesting, yeah, because I mean, there was Yahoo and that had the internet, the directory, right?
Right.
And, yeah, I don't know.
But
I remember the internet directory.
But Alta Vista is the one that you would go to and get like the, or open text.
I might have it backwards.
Yeah.
No. Let me ask you this, Picard, only because you're the youngest here, but do you know, the pain of waiting for
a JPEG download?
Yes.
Mm. Even movies? Like, I remember movies, like, you'd have to, like...
Oh, fuck!
Oh,
movies!
I got the internet,
fuck.
Movies
Lime
weren't even on
Lime
there.
LimeWire? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, trying to download one episode of Star Trek, it was torture.
No, I didn't even...
Listen to me, I had the internet before Napster was even a fucking twinkle in your
back. Yeah, Napster was, like, I think a year or two after we first got the internet.
Okay. Yeah, there was no movies on the internet when I got
it. Oh, no, like...
No, no.
Like, I used to look at ASCII porn.
2006.
Yeah.
ASCII porn was way faster.
No, seriously, there was, like, a 3-4 year period where it was a fucking desert.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I was like, the only porn I could get was Japanese porn, and it took, that was my night. If I wanted to jerk off to porn, I was printing it. Like, by the time these fucking pictures, like, I had like Photoshop 2.0.
Yeah,
and I would I would save
a Borderware or
luxury.
I would have like a whole like folder hidden in my heart, like hidden like
of
deep in my hard drive
of still images.
Of just like still images that I would just play on slideshow.
I would put mine on floppy disks.
While I was in college, I lived with my grandparents, so I could not start downloading porn until like after 11. Because you know,
you got a 5-minute window for each picture.
Well,
you got
and it tied up the phone line.
Oh, what, true.
What, yeah,
right?
I did.
So basically, nobody's going to call after 11. So then, the porn downloading began, and you know, I would stay up all fucking night downloading porn, like organize it in Photoshop, print it, and then delete it off my hard drive because it was so huge.
Yeah.
I didn't want it taking up space.
See, around that time, like, I would look at porn on the internet, but that was, like, around the time when I realized my dad had a bunch of, like, porn VHS tapes. So that was so much more convenient. Just wait till parents go out for dinner or whatever.
Fuck my parents. They had no video porn at all.
Well, my parents didn't. My dad did.
Yeah.
What I did was that there was... I had to use the computer at the university. We had no internet at home.
Did you make the browser window really small so you could like scroll through individual?
Nice.
Yeah, that
works. I did that at the public library a lot.
Yeah. This shit didn't have a browser. But what happened is, so I would go and they had this special lab with these special machines where the internet worked better on them just because there was a bigger pipe going into the one smaller lab. And on Christmas, right, I would go to the fucking university, right? And go on Usenet and download porn.
Nice.
Right? Because that was when I could get... That's when I could get away with it completely, right? You know? And if somebody caught me, they would be like, God damn it, it's Christmas, go home. Right?
So you have to wait for every Christmas to download porn?
No. I mean, I had like... I don't know.
It's the ultimate Christmas present.
It's so weird. Well, I had Blinui, right? Like, I didn't... You know, I had Blinui, and at the time, that was enough. And I don't know if you know what that...
Yeah, we have it on
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Okay,
it's called something else. Not French, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's they do it on, like, City TV at night. It's like...
Fucking...
Yeah. One thing I remember with...
Blue light? No, blue.
Old school internet.
Was it, like, softcore?
Yeah, softcore porn on TV.
Okay.
City TV
had it at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
This isn't about porn, but I remember just these combinations of old and new tech where we had dial-up internet at home, and there was this one anime called The Record of Lotus War that I remember. My brother especially.
Sounds familiar.
It's about elves and shit.
Like,
my brother
didn't really like it, but it was. I could see why it was popular.
Well, I remember we found the soundtrack. It was on some kind of FTP server somewhere, and then each like MP3 file took like 45 minutes to download. But once we got them all, our computer had damn Windows, but it was too slow to run an MP3 player. Like Winamp wouldn't run right. So we got an MP3 player that ran through DOS that almost worked. Like every couple of minutes,
it would
skip.
I wish I had thought of that.
But then, because these files again were too big to keep anywhere, my brother recorded
too big being
them
one
onto tape,
onto cassette tapes.
Yeah,
he recorded them onto a cassette, and it was like, this is just such a. Or my first website, it's a movie.
Yeah.
The old website we used to do where
the mini recorder.
Yeah, we reviewed movies. And it was on a dictation
thing.
Yeah,
sure.
Sounded like garbage, and we had to run it through the tape, through the internet, onto the... It's silly.
Yeah. I did that with the MP3s, too, except I didn't think about DOS-based MP3 players, so I had to close everything down in Windows, except for Winamp, and then, like my tape was still off stutters.
Early day of the web, before MP3s, they had .au files, right? Real audio files.
Mm-hmm.
and got a DOS got a DOS player for AU files that would actually play through the fucking PC speaker.
Nice.
Which actually I hated because that's not how that's not how I wanted to, well, they didn't sound all that bad actually, but I hated it because that's not how I wanted them to sound, right? But, yeah, and I downloaded, I think I only downloaded, like, one audio file that way, which, just to see if I could, right? You know, the Sailor Moon theme. What a terrible choice.
When it takes you half an hour to download, pick a better song.
Well, no, it didn't take that long to download because I was at the university's computer, right? You know, but I had a 3.5-inch disc and, brought it home to try and play. It's like, oh, okay, interesting. What am I going to do with this? This plays only through the PC speaker, you know. And I had an ad-lib card at the time.
That won't play WAV files.
No, it doesn't.
Only MIDI.
Doesn't that suck? Yeah.
I never had an ad-lib.
It was pretty... Like, I liked it because it kept the computer quiet otherwise.
The greatest technological thing I've ever done is I bought a scanner when scanners were rare for, $800 or something fucking mental like that. I had student loan money, so I was like, oh, I could totally justify this. And the girl I was dating at the time, I convinced her to scan her entire naked body.
Nice.
Like she would lay on the scanner and scan individual parts?
Parts by parts, and I reassembled her into a full person.
That is insane.
Do you not have this file still?
I had it up until 3 years ago when my hard drive crashed.
Oh, you should have put it to the cloud.
There was no cloud at the time.
Have you guys ever played Leisure Suit Larry when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, of course. Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I played that too. Yeah. And like
the first one I ever played was 2, which was a bitch and I hated it.
Oh. When I was home for Christmas, my dad's like, oh, you have to help me fix up this new computer. You got a new computer and he wanted me to set it up. Like, I don't know, a monkey could do this shit. I don't know why I have to do it. Anyways, he was like, ask me to like put in every one of his CD-ROMs into his computer to see if it would still work with his new computer. So like, he gives me this disc and it's like it's labeled like nature files. And I'm like, I put it into the thing. He's like, wait, just take that out. It's fine. I don't need you to check that. And it's like, oh, this is porn from like the 90s when you had to buy it on a disc.
That is awesome.
Oh, wow.
I remember, do you remember, Brad, Monsieur Lévesque?
Oui, je...
You had him as a teacher.
I also had a Miss...
I never did.
Monsieur Lévesque.
No, I had Monsieur Lévesque. He was a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, he seemed awesome. I never had him as a homeroom, but he had all these...
You every once in a while, right?
Did he wear leather pants? That's all I know.
He was French. Yeah. No, but we went to French elementary school, and this one teacher, he had like a lot of games, and he would just lend them to us.
Sure.
And
I remember there was a Tandy 1000.
Nice.
But
nice,
I remember I had to talk him into lending me Leisure Suit Larry with this story that my dad wanted to play it. And like,
he had Leisure Suit Larry?
Yeah, he did.
At the school?
And surely he saw through that silly story. It's got to be just because he was French, right, that he lent it to me. But that was our first computer, and it didn't have enough memory or whatever to actually...
Yeah, we had a Tandy too.
So it wouldn't run.
Yeah, Space Quest. Yeah.
Math Blaster? Math Blaster, Wheel of Fortune?
I feel like this episode's going downhill fast.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I think we're done now.
So, when I got my first computer...
Slices of bitch cake.
Bitch cake, grab a slice.
I was on a... I don't know if this is alright to talk about. I mean, it happened, so, not worried about it.
Alright to talk about. Everything's alright to talk about.
But I was on the train, right? Coming from Manchester back to London, right?
Yeah.
And, got on it. It was like a Friday night. And it was heaving, like the last train is and all that. And, absolutely chocker.
Right? Yeah.
So I'm walking through the carriages, thinking, oh, is he in his seats anyway? Anyway. Everyone's like, it's heaving, right? It's people stood up in the doorways, you can't get in the toilet and all that. There's not going to be any chair knocking about. Walking through, and anyway, I see this one empty chair sort of in front of me, right? I think, oh, why ain't anyone sat there, right? I'll just rush to that, get to that, I'll get myself a seat. Plonk myself down, right? And, sort of turn round, see who I'm facing, see who you're sort of having a chat with. Little fella there, right? Little, Down syndrome kid.
Right.
Sat there. And, he goes, all right. And I thought, oh, right. Not bad, but do you know what I mean? They're always talking, aren't they? They ask a lot of questions. Right. So I was like, oh, here we go. 2.5 hours. And I couldn't get up because the thing is, that's obvious.
Sure.
Right. So that's like mean. I'd never want to be mean. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the end of the day. So, so anyway. So I think, I'll go to sleep.
Clever.
Right, so I shut my eyes, and he leaves me alone and that. So then, my phone goes, And I think, right, what do I do? Do I ignore it? Or do I open my eyes and see what it is? Anyway, I open my eyes, it's Ricky calling, about something. About nothing, probably, actually, thinking about it. It wasn't even worth answering, right? So anyway, but I'm awake now, aren't I? So he's like, hello? And I'm like, all right, mate. And he says, you're muscly.
Oh, God!
And, yeah. I said, yeah. And he goes, you know, why? So I said, no, just am. It's, again, stressing me out, because I was thinking, why am I? Why am I muscly? I don't go to the gym. And, you know, I mean, I'm not muscly, I'm in good shape and that.
Well.
So, he wants an arm wrestle. On a cram train from Manchester, so I've got another hour and a half of this.
Well, so, if you chalk back, he'd sooner got up and left. If you'd have started asking him questions, he'd have got up and left with a dribble you come out with.
So anyway, do you know when you're under pressure, you're thinking, well, he's said that I'm muscly, right? So, do I do it or not? What, and there's people watching, you know, not joining in, not sort of having a laugh and that with me, just like watching but pretending they're not.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
At one of those table seats, so, and he kept saying, come on, I want to arm wrestle. So, and he was getting loud, and I thought, oh, I'd best just have an arm wrestle.
What do you mean? I'd best just have an arm wrestle? What do you mean?
Get it over and done with. I had to, if he's going to keep asking, I had another hour and a half on the train.
Oh, God.
So, anyway.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking who won.
Well, I'm thinking, were people putting bets on? How was it working?
It was stopped, and just as well, really.
What do you mean it was stopped?
He was winning, I was struggling a bit, right? Yeah. And he was really, like, you know, taking my arm down, and then he sort of let go and started laughing. And I thought, thank God he let go, because I would have made, you know what I mean? If I lost that, everyone's in the train looking. And all the rest of it.
I've never felt it suddenly serious to him. He's got to win this. Anyway, Pilkington.
But then he just, then we were chatting about favourite food and that. He likes sausages. And I said, you know, he said, do you like sausages? I said, yeah, they're alright. I like a bit of Chinese and that as well. And he was saying, oh, I can't have Chinese. Not allowed Chinese.
Why?
Don't know. He just said, he's not allowed to have it. But, right. But yeah, I had a good long chat about stuff and that, but.
So you enjoyed it in the end?
In the end, it was all right. Yeah, it's just
what do you expect? Okay.
No, but it's that thing, isn't it? It's whenever you're faced with something different, yeah. It's always awkward, isn't it? And that's the thing.
You're talking about him now, are you?
And I think I did all right because everyone else was ignoring him, but yeah. I probably made his day pretty good.
Yeah.
Song suggestion for episode 126?
Yes.
It's More Fun to Compute by Kraftwerk.
Good, I like that. Yeah. I don't know that song, but I mean Kraftwerk, you know?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
It's More Fun to Compute.
It's More Fun to Compute. It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute. It's more fun to compute.
finalcountdown.ca.